Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, Evangelist Prophetess Lady Radcliffe. I'm coming to you live on Hope of Glory Blog Talk Radio. God is doing marvelous things in this season. We always should be grateful to know that He is awesome in our lives. We can't do anything without the Lord. People of God, we in a season for breakthroughs, and even though it may not seem like a breakthrough, but know that it is a breakthrough heading your way. Keep being faithful in this season. Oh, glory be to God. God is able to do just what He says He will do. So I want you guys to go on commercial and get tuned up. Amen. God, I thank you for turning it up here on Hope of Glory Blog Talk Radio broadcast with your only host, Evangelist, Prophetess Lady Radcliffe. God have really given me a topic on be watchful in this season. Know that, people of God, we have to be watchful in season and out of season, because we know that devil goes to and fro seeking who he may devour. But know that you have the power to endure anything that tried to come against your mind. God, I give you the power to thread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Don't let your mind to be deceived by the activities that's all around you, which are the impossibility things that show you that you cannot go forward. Tell the devil he is a lie. Not allow yourself to be hindered for moving forward. You have to be watchful in this season concerning your salvation going to the next level. We got to bind everything that is not of God and send it back to the pits of hell. Know that you got the victory, said the Lord, if you just continue to stand and endure every trials and tribulations that you may practice. It's only a season that you may practice that. But know that God has given you the ability to move forward. Oh, praise God, because you know moving forward, you're not looking to the left or neither to the right. You're heading straight into purpose. You're heading straight into destiny. You are one of God's kingdom builders in this season, to moving in a direction that he wants you to be. Always know, people of God, to be watchful in this season. Watch the people who you connect with. You know, glory be to God, because everybody you connect with may not have the same view or the same vision that you have. Don't you know the Bible declared that wolves come in sheep clothing? Glory be to God, they can come like you, but they're not exactly like you. They are really a wolf that come to steal and come to kill and destroy what God had purpose for you to go forward in. So in this season, as the children of the light, the beacon light, we must be watchful. Praise God, because this is a season that God is literally going to shift the people who are being watchful, not being entertained by demonic, delusional, deceitful spirit that be all around your household, your job. Glory be to God. You have to be watchful. Or even at church where you fellowship at, you must be watchful, God's sake. And this season, people of God, we are in critical timing. You hear every day that they have dramatic tragedy in different states and country, but know that God is able, that God is build you even in the midst of the storm. Praise God. But let's go in the book of Luke, praise God, because it's always good to get a word in season and out of season. And the Bible declaring Luke 21 and 36, it say, be always on the watch. That means always be looking. Your glory be to God. Always be on a watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. When you pray, God is saying you, he shall sustain you. Glory be to God, to escape the evil devices, to escape the delusional things that are happening all around you. You will be able to escape it. All the things that are happening, you know, glory be to God, that is all around you. Sin, you know, glory be to God, and that you may be able to stand. You may able to be stand through the storm before the Son of Man. Also, God is saying to you, people of God, pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen in this end time harvest. We are in the last days. And that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. You want to, when you stand before the Son of Man, my God, you want to have a clean heart. You want your mind to be renewed. Oh, my God, you don't want to stand before, in my heart, before the Son of Man with a deceitful heart or with a hateful heart and not doing the right thing in the kingdom. You do not want to be left behind by being disobedient and lacking God's prosperity to moving in celebrity. You've got to be watchful, God says. Make sure that when you stand before the Son of Man, that you have a clean heart and a rightful spirit that have to be birthed. That means exercise now your bad habits, exercise your dilemmas that you may be experiencing. Exercise it now so you can stand before God with a blemished heart, meaning with a rightful spirit. And glory be to God, because when the Son of Man come back, my God, he's looking for a church with a clean heart. My God, you want to have a clean heart in this season, not lacking anything that God has in store for you, because God wants us as his chosen vessels to reap all the benefit that is required for us to reap. Now, let's go in the book of Mark. Praise God. Let's go to Mark 13 and 33. My God, and it says, take ye heed, watch and pray, that you know not when the time is coming. So you must watch. And what is it saying? You not know the time when it come when the Son of Man shall arrive back here on earth. You must be a watchful doer of the kingdom of God, a kingdom holder, my God. That you must be watchful, not be imparted in your sin, but be caught in liberty to watch and pray. You must pray without ceasing, because you want to escape all the delusional deception of this world. You don't want to get caught up, my God, you don't want to get caught up in the foolish activities that all around you. You know there is foolish activities that is all around you, and you don't want to stand before the Son of Man with all of that stuff of foolishness, my God, of deception, glory of being disobedient. No, you do not want to stand before the Son of Man because you won't escape what's around you if you are caught in that position. But I pray and declare and decree that you should stand before the man of God, the Son of God, with a clean heart and a rightful spirit. My goodness. Let's go to 18. My God. Let's go to 18 and 1. Praise God. God is doing something new in this season. He wants us to be elevated, so we can always be watchful in this season. Put it in your spirit. Let it marinate in your spirit to be watchful. You must be watchful in this season. Because if you not being watchful, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, you will be left behind. Let's look in the book of Luke 18. And it says, be parable unto them, to this end that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up. So it's telling you, praise God, it's telling you, and he said, Jesus, in parable unto them, his disciples, to this end that men ought to always pray. Pray. You must pray. Whatever you may be going through, every situation, circumstances, and the conditions that you face, you must pray and don't give up, because it says to always pray and not to faint. You don't want, praise God, you don't want to give up while you're praying. Glory be to God. You would always want to pray and not give up. My God, God is really allowing us to be watchful. To be watchful students of his kingdom so that we can continue to escape all that is happening around us, my God, with deception and distractions and all of these things that try to clog and fog our memories. You have the ability to escape it. Because he told you in Luke 21 and 36. The way to escape it is to pray, my God, and to watch. God, be watchful in this season. Don't allow no one to get you out the will of God in this season. Be mindful, ready to rebuke all evil devices. Praise God. Well, I pray that you will be good stewards to be watchful and to watch and pray. May the peace of God be glorified. My God, in the body of Christ, be edified. This is your host, Prophetess Lady Evangelist Radcliffe. I am so grateful that you tune in with Hope of Glory Live Talk Radio. My God, and I'm going to allow you to be blessed with this song. Glory be to God.